Of course, it would be history class that would hold me back. I mean, really? History class? When am I even gonna use that in my whole life? Like, English, math, science. Yeah, maybe, but history? Really? Calm down, Serenity. All you have to do is pass this last test with a C or higher, and you're free. You can live the rest of your life without thinking about history ever again. Simple. Ugh, but how? How am I going to even begin studying? I haven't been paying attention this whole semester. I don't even know what time period the test is on. What am I gonna do? Huh? Hey. Wait. Hey, you. Wait a minute, hey. Stop. Excuse me? Hi. I'm Serenity. Nice to meet you. Come on, shake my hand. What's your name? Nice to meet you. So, you're in History 101, right? Yeah, I think I remember seeing you sitting at the back of the class. Usually you have, a big hoodie or headphones on. Almost didn't recognize you because you never show your face. anyways, you seem like a smart guy. I mean, you've got the glasses and everything. So, would you, like, maybe be interested in helping me out in the class a little? Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I'm the captain of the cheer squad, and I'm super passionate about it, but... Yeah, my stupid coach said I have to pass stupid history this semester, or I'm gonna get kicked off the stupid team. Can you please help me study? Please? My cheer squad is everything to me. If I get kicked out, I mean, I don't know what I'll do. Is this a prank? What do you mean? Of course it isn't, silly. Come on. Don't joke around, please. You have to help me. I'll do anything. I don't have a lot of money, but I promise. I'll make it up to you somehow, okay? I know you don't have any reason to help me, but just, please. Please, you're my only hope to stay in the squad. Really? You will? Oh my god. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're a lifesaver. I'll meet you at the library this afternoon, okay? Okay, see you then. Really? So, you're telling me the entire First World War was basically just a giant family argument? Wow. That's kind of sad in a really dumb way. I honestly had no idea this stuff was so interesting. You're like a way better teacher than our professor. I mean, that guy just puts me right to sleep as soon as he starts talking. And you're really funny too. Why don't you talk to more people often? I bet you'd be really popular if you did. Huh? Really? No way. You're insecure? I'm sorry. I don't mean this in a mean way, but why? You're friendly and smart and entertaining and actually pretty cute. Hell, you have like 10 times the personality of any of the meatheads in the football team. Yes, I mean it. You're a really likable person. And you should know that. I mean, I just came up to you today and asked you how the blue to waste your time helping some dumb cheerleader girl with a test because she was too lazy to study for it herself. And, not only did you accept, you actually put an effort to make sure I understood. Well, to be honest, I was fully expecting you to say no at the first time. And, when you accepted, I wasn't even sure if you'd meet me here. But, you did. And the time just flew by. Look, it's dark already out there. I didn't even notice. I have no idea how I'm gonna make it up to you. No, don't say that. I don't accept things for free. Especially from people as kind as you. That's, just no. I can't. I won't. I don't know what I did to deserve this. Really? You really enjoyed spending this evening with me. And, you're not just making that up to make me feel better, right? Oh, relax, I was kidding. I know, I can tell you being honest. I don't know why, but I can. I feel like you're the most genuine person I've ever met, for some reason. It's something in your eyes, maybe. Those big, sparkly eyes. Sorry, that got really weird for a second. Well, you wanna take a break now? I can head to the vending machine and get us some snacks if you want. Oh, don't worry, it's on the house. Just, tell me what you want. Well, I've fantasized about you doing that in the middle of our study session, to be honest, and kind of waited for you to do that. Well, It did seem like you were building up to it, with how much you were staring at me. Hey, don't apologize.